It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. As we've been doing for the last few months, I must open by thanking our listeners. Why? Because Nielsen Ratings has us again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That is very special, but of course the thank you is to you. Thank you very much. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on a legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Why? Because every single week we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries, and we ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, investments, communication, financial planning, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. And of course, a special thank you to all the people in the emails, all the feedback that I get on a regular basis, and that helps us land great guests like you'll hear who I have tonight. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group that plays a very important support role. Srili, Rina, Miriam, Dina, Pesach, thank you. And of course, to the great team at 77 WABC, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on: C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, and of course, a robust YouTube channel. All past episodes are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you can access the interview I had with Dr. Adrienne Boise, the Chief Experience Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield, Captain Sully Sullenberger, John Scully, Jeffrey Hazlett, Christine Comerford, the list goes on and on. You can access every single episode that we've had here on live broadcast by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we go to tonight's very special guest, Julianne Manis. She is a female entrepreneur, technology investor, and managing partner for Structure Capital. She's also the host of the Pitch Podcast. That's the Shark Tank, if you will, of the podcast out there, and a very, very popular one at that. As a savvy female VC, Julianne is going to share so many thoughts about, you know, about how to be a great, how to spot a great deal. We're going to talk business. I'm going to jump right in. Julianne, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It's my pleasure. And by the way, I just love the name of this show.
Thank you.
I can't tell you how many times I would like to say to someone, mind your business, you know, in this world. But you want to say it in a, you know, in a kind way. But there's just so much happening right now where on one hand, we feel that we should have respect for other people. And on the other hand, more people, especially obviously women, are speaking out and hoping that there's a certain level of accountability and integrity that's right put back into the workplace and into our personal lives. And so I think that's a very interesting, very thought-provoking title to your show.
Thank you.
Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Yeah. Double entendre, of course. Right. Yes.
Now, I did notice, that a while back, for I think it was over 10 years, there was it Manis Media? You ran a media company?
Is
it okay if we even talk about that just first?
I've been in so many, you know, one of the things I tell people is that your life is, you know, one pivot after another. And I especially tell this young generation, I tell them not to stay in one job, but to actually jump around so that they can acquire areas of expertise in many different, what we call verticals. And so I was in banking, and I've been in publishing, and I've been in media investment, and I've been in sports management. And I've been sort of all over, and there's a reason for that. But I didn't realize that until I became a venture capitalist, exactly what that reason was. Because what it did is it enabled me to amass a tremendous wide and deep network. And it's really the relationships that are actually, for me, the key to anyone's success. I mean, you can talk about luck and you can talk about assessment skills and you talk about all the different go-to keys and formulas to success. But if you were asked me, it's all about relationships. And back into media, so we assess media ventures for other companies, for venture, for enterprise partnerships. And then we had a literary agency that also is very much a component of this and of my life. And I really started to understand there how everybody has a story. And no story is better than anyone else's story. Mm-hmm. And people always say, why don't you write a book? And I've heard other people say to others, boy, your life is a book. And the fact is that all of our lives are a book. One of my dearest friends and really a leader in this country and a pioneer in her own right is Elaine Wynn. Mm-hmm. And Elaine says that we're born into each other's stories. We're born into someone else's story,
so nice.
i.e. our parents. And right. And so that really, when I was when I was a literary agent and when I had this agency, this was part of this aha that not only are we stories, but products are stories as well. And so the media piece and the understanding about investing in media, whether it be film or publishing, at that point there was no social media, it really gave me an insight and a lesson around how the narrative, whether it be your personal brand or product brand, is critical to the sale and success of any entity. A long answer to a very short question.
No, but that's great.
Sorry about that.
That's fantastic, and that's what the listeners love. This is a very engaging conversation. And by the way, it reminds me, you know, the human side, I forgot to give a shout-out to Kathy Asborn. She definitely deserves a shout-out here. And, you know, I guess with your breadth of knowledge and relationships, would you say it's fair to say that the number one component to being successful is loving what you do? How critical is that?
Yeah, you know, that's really an interesting. I feel that if we allow ourselves, we will be led by our hearts, because it's if you love what you do, you will succeed. I truly believe that. But it's also if you believe in what you're doing, you'll succeed. So it's not just the passion behind it, but it's the purpose. And if you've ever seen or read Angela Duckworth's book called Grit, that's really what grit is. It's the intersection between perseverance and purpose, right? And then I'll layer that with passion. And that, and to me, I have tremendous grit. I feel I do. And I'm not, there's no humility. Something positive, negative. It is just a fact for me that has enabled me to really try new things, not fear anything, because I am absolutely purpose driven. And as you say, if you love what you do, but you have to believe in it as much as you love it, and you have to be willing to sacrifice for it. And you have to be willing to put yourself out there into a land of the unknown in order to realize that success. So, yes, you can be fueled by your heart, but you have to be directed, I believe, by a sense of purpose.
Such great advice. When I was doing the research, so I saw an interview that you had with someone, and you were talking about female entrepreneurs. And what's the number one advice? And you had answered something that's so special. And I'll be honest, and of course I'll give you the floor, but I think it applies to men too, and that is to be tenacious and gracious. I was like, that is brilliant.
Yes, that's my mantra. That's absolutely.
I love it.
Well, that's my. I would say that that's the ribbon which I wrap everything in, because I think we've lost that, and certainly with women, we're in a precarious position because on one hand, and just I'll take in business, you want to be strong, right? You want to be tenacious, and you should be, mm-hmm. right? But there is no reason why you can't. I know a lot of women who feel that they have to sort of, or it used to be that you had to sort of, there was no grace involved. You couldn't show that. And I felt very badly about that, because you should always be gracious in everything you do, and you should also be grateful in everything that you have. And when you match tenacity with being gracious, I think that vehicle can take you farther. And I do believe that for men, it is equally as important. And I'm really happy you said that. I know that men who do position a criticism by being targeted about the criticism and constructive about the criticism and presenting in that manner will be received better, as well as a woman who is doing the same will be received better if you show the person that you're respectful of who they are, and yet you want to get your point across. And I really find that with females especially, it's very hard for us, or it used to be, to hit that balance, and we're always rocking back and forth like a seesaw on it. But the fact is that if you match them together, you'll be so much more impactful. And there's no reason to not be gracious if, in fact, you can anchor what you're doing with a tenacious force.
My guest this evening is none other than Julianne Manis, a famous female entrepreneur, a managing partner at Structure Capital. She has the Pitch Podcast. Anyone out there on the online world certainly knows about her, and we're very gracious that she's taking a precious time out to join me here on Mind Your Business. We're going to take... What? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I just wanted to just say I'm actually a venture capitalist. I am an entrepreneur, but I like to see myself as a venture capitalist because I invest in a lot of entrepreneurs, not just myself.
Excellent. And we are going to talk about that right after the commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saftlis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's C-SUITE-TV.com. C-Suite TV, Business Insights on Demand.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftus right here on 77 WABC. And of course, coming to you around the world on the 77 WABC app and online at mybradio.com. And of course, that is the dedicated website to the show, and you'll be able to find all the past guests. In fact, the one we had with Linda Kaplan Thaler, a advertising Hall of Famer, and so many other great guests, roughly 130 great guests that you've had already on this program. We started in July of 15, and of course, most recently, our biggest success was the fact that we are in the top 10 in New York AM radio, and that's really special. My guest this evening is Jillianne Manis. She is the managing partner at Structure Capital. That's a venture capital firm out of Silicon Valley. It's not that far, and it's part of the U.S., folks. I'm sure you've heard of everyone. Everyone has heard of Silicon Valley. Even some people here in Brooklyn, New York. But Jillianne,
well, they have television. They have a television show.
That's right.
So ever since they have this television show, Silicon Valley, people are like, oh, I know where it is. Before then, not so much.
That's right.
It's like, where? What? What valley?
What continent?
You know, yeah. Is that Wine Valley? You know, yeah, you get all that, right? That's right.
Now, day in and day out, Structure Capital, I had done my homework. What I loved about it, it's not fair to say that you go for the underdog, but you find products, services that tow truck and so many other areas where so many people won't see the opportunity. But what appears to me is that your MO is that Structure Capital sees opportunity where no one else sees it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to believe that we are seeing that. But I think that, in all honesty, as we know, it's the entrepreneurs, it's the founders of these companies that see, what I call invisible markers of society. Wow. That's what I call them. And so if you were able to see what's invisible and then to realize it, and then to bring it and create some sort of business model, it's then beholden on the venture capital community to fund it and to support it and to help grow the business. So I'd love for us to take all the credit, but the fact of the matter is it's really the credit is really due to these innovative minds. And the way that we look at this is that where there is a problem, it is now on us as a society to find the solutions. And technology is the best way, in my opinion, and certainly out of the Silicon Valley, is the most efficient way to tackle some of the societies and the global society's biggest problems and most tedious problems, and yet do it at scale. And so yes, I would like to believe that we have superpowers in my next life. I would like to have that. In fact, I don't know if anybody's asked you, but I'd love to ask you, if you had one superpower, what would it be?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I am a man of faith, so definitely it's, you know, God to me is that's the way I would answer it.
Yes. So I think that's, you know, I think that that's part and parcel of all of this, is that we wish we could see that which, you know, which is sort of invisible. But the fact is that there are solutions. We just need to, we need to invest in them. And that's really what I'm doing. I don't know if I'm seeing them when nobody else is seeing them, but I'm certainly investing them and taking risks that perhaps other people would not. But that's the, you know, that's the animal of being an early stage venture capitalist.
Right. And
so,
How you leverage resources. Right.
So our thesis is, I speak a lot about the zero, what we coined, branded at Structure Capital, it's called the zero waste economy. So underutilized assets and excess capacity. In other words, doing better with what we have. And that's critically important to us. And it's not just space like Airbnb and Peerspace and Sweetness and Quilt. We have a great company called Quilt, which was on New York Times yesterday, and it's a workplace for women by women. So women put their houses, their residence, on the platform and open it up as a workspace for other women. Mm. And it thereby connecting women to women, creating safe workplaces, you know, creating revenue for both the host of the house as well as for women who could not afford or maybe don't want to go into a workspace with men or into a disruptive workspace or workspaces too far away from their home and their children. And so this is really a wonderful solution to a problem. And I commend the two, Ashley and Gianna, for starting this company, and it's called Quilt. And mm-hmm. So once that's a perfect example of underutilized capacity, which is our homes, but it doesn't necessarily just have to be Airbnb. It can be utilized in other ways. We have another company that is food retrieval. And so we have more food in this country. We can feed people in this country three times over, but yet still people go hungry. And so this young woman named Kamala Med, she came up, when I say young, she was 26 years old, she came up with a tech solution to hunger.
Wow.
And which is like the world's dumbest problem, right? And so I just, you know, and what she does is, there is a law here, it's called the Good Samaritan's Law, where corporations are incentivized to distribute food and then get a tax savings. But there hadn't been a way to really do that. And some nonprofits are trying to do that and doing okay job. But this really is a business, which it means it's sustainable, it has investment, it has strategy, and it has scale. And so what they do is they pick up from corporations, from businesses, whether it be hospitals, arenas. It can be picked up from the Oscars, from events, which they did last year. It can be, and they pick up the food. Good, high quality food, you know, food in the cafeterias, food that, you know, are served in, you know, food that we all eat, and high quality food. They weigh it, they calculate the savings, the tax savings for these companies, and then through an app, organizations in the community can place how many mouths they have to feed, what kind of food that they need, because there are certain areas that, you know, that they need more baby food for certain shelters, different types, and then it automates the distribution. So it's pick up, weighing, calculating the savings, and then automates the dispatch of the drivers to the community partners. Now, this is a game changer, because not until now, we waste so much food, and not until now has there been a real solution on how to retrieve and deliver it to those who are in need the most.
And it's so special.
So once again, waste,
so special.
Right? Waste.
Wow.
Wasted homes, wasted foods. I'll give you one more. I have a thousand, but because this is our thesis, we have a company out of the MIT labs in Boston, and basically it's called Liquiglide. And it's a liquid impregnated barrier that creates a xeristic surface. And so basically, one of the applications is tanks. So when you mix batches of paint, batches of chemicals, right now we're piloting with PPG and Akzo Nobel. When you mix that, in between, when you dump out a tank of chemicals or paint, mm-hmm. you have to wash it, right,
of course, with water. Yeah.
Well, this is thousands of gallons of toxic wastewater. But with this product, the coating creates a xeristick, and so more of the chemicals or whatever is in the batch gets the content slides off the side. It reduces wastewater so dramatically, and you're able to retrieve more of the content. So once again, you think of waste. It is also sprayed on the inside of bottles or jars. If you go on to LiquiGlide and you look at the videotape, you'll see ketchup, 100% of ketchup slide out of the bottle.
Wow.
100% of your beauty product would slide out of the bottle. So it's zero waste. It's like the zero waste society. And there are 3,000, there are actually 10,000 applications of this product. But if you think about it, to create a non-stick, non-toxic, it's phenomenal. It changes the molecular structure of the contents of the high viscosity liquid and uses that to create the coating on the inside of bottles or jars or tanks or pipes. And so that whatever comes off the side of any of that is actually absorbed into this liquid because it is made of the same properties. Now that's mind-blowing.
That's unreal. Unreal. My guest this evening is Jillian Manis. She is the managing partner out at Structure Capital. That's a venture capital firm out in Silicon Valley. She also hosts the famous Pitch podcast, The Pitch podcast. And we're talking about everything, and of course we're talking about venture capitalism. Actually, after the break, I really want to jump into and how to spot a great deal. But first, we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Come join the most trusted business network for executives, the C-Suite Network. If you're a business of $5 million or greater, or your position is VP or higher, you're invited to join the C-Suite Network to connect with business peers. Go to csuitenetwork.com. That is csuitenetwork.com to learn more about the benefits, meetings, and services exclusive for C-suite executives like you.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500 or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening, none other than Jillian Manis. She is a managing partner at Structure Capital. I'm going to jump in just with a big question. I heard that you were, I don't know if you were the only, but you certainly were one of the early investors into Uber. What's the backstory there? And how did you have that? You spotted it. Wow.
Yeah. No, you know, I'd love to take the credit, but I'm not going to, because the other managing partner, Mike Walsh of Structure Capital, mm-hmm. is the one who really saw this and saw this as an opportunity. And, you know, you talk about people who have vision. That's really where Structure, I guess the strength of Structure, you're right, because the thought here in terms of Uber, and the same with companies like Honk, and we have a number of companies that you don't see the business unless you're really understanding the societal need. And so it's, at first, when it was pitched to Mike, Mike said, well, I think I see this, but certainly, no, there are problems in transportation. I'm not quite sure this will scale, but it's certainly worth putting some money into, because the way you look at a deal is you look at the founder. Is the founder tenacious, as we would say, purpose-driven? Is this a solution to some problem? And one of the points that Mike always talks about and we talk about as a company is that the first question that you always ask and we ask internally is, when we're pitched to a company, we all look at each other and we think, and this is good for the people who are listening right. at home, or in your car, wherever you are, right. the first thing you have to think of is, in seconds, do I know 1,000 people that would use this product? Okay, so all the time. Yeah. And there's a company called Wags, which is one of our companies, which is an on-demand dog walking, which is doing phenomenally, phenomenally well, right? We have so many companies that if you just stop to think, do I know 1,000 people? So if you think about Uber, do I know 1,000 people who would use this? And the answer is yes, right. absolutely. Right. And then you start to say, is this the type of founder? Is this the type of leader? Does this person have, you know, the acumen? Do they have resilience? Do they have good leadership qualities? Can they inspire other people? Do they understand, they have some semblance of business or engineering? Or do they have an engineering partner? And all these different components where you then assess a business. For Structure and this Uber and a lot of our companies, including a company called Shift, which I will tell you about in a second because mm-hmm. this is part and parcel, is that one of the purposes of Structure goes back to Maimonides' fish versus giving people a fish versus a fishing pole. And I'm sure you know about that proverb.
Of course.
And basically it is, we want to put a fishing pole in everybody's hands in this country. We want to create jobs. That's the bottom line.
So special.
Yes, we'd love, obviously, and a return to our LPs,
right,
which is of paramount. But if we feel if we are reaching our mission, so we will be able to show robust returns to our LPs. And so a lot of what we're doing, if you think about Uber, it is creating jobs. And in some cases, I'm sure people who drive medallion cabs say, no, it's taking our jobs away. And there are always two sides to a coin.
Right.
But we really do look for companies that reduce waste, that use what we have better, and that will create more jobs. And I think that people are the most underutilized asset of across the board. And we have a company called Shift.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably going to be one of my very, very favorite companies, although in a portfolio as a venture capitalist, it's like saying this is one of your favorite children.
Yeah, you can get in trouble for that. You know, there are a lot of listeners to the show. They're going to call, Jillian,
what
did you do?
I know. What do you mean? I thought I was your favorite company. And to tell you the truth, they all are. And if any of them are hearing this, they'll all say the same thing, that Jillian loves us. And that is God's honest truth. I really love what I do. I love these founders. We don't invest in them unless we believe in their person. We always say, and this is something that is another thing that I'm really trying to instill in the business community, is that structure, we invest in people's values, not just valuations.
That's nice. And that's very nice.
And I'm hoping that really takes and picks up and is passed forward, because that's something that's really critical to us and to our fund. And we have not invested in people that we felt did not have good values.
That's very special. Now, Jillian, if I could ask you on the valuation side, how do you spot a great deal? I know I'm sorry if it's like such a general question, but is there some type of guidelines from your vast experience that you can give some insight on that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I did say, which is really true, is a great deal is a great product and great leadership. And so on the product side, as I was saying, starting with, do we understand 1,000 people right, that could use this? Is this a product that solves a real problem? And is this product just a service of another product, or does it stand alone? So that's another question you have to answer and ask when you're assessing any type of technology or any business. Is this something that can be an expansion of an already existing business, or is this a standalone and can be scaled as is? So that's one question.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is, for us, we look for when we look for a team of founders, we rarely look at a solo founder. We always need an engineer, so to build the tech, to build the product,
mm-hmm,
and what we call sort of an execution visionary, sales-minded business model. Who will create that roadmap forward, who understands how to sell a product, how to create a team. And so it's really twofold. I don't know if you remember, years ago there was a movie called Dr. Dolittle. And I'm not talking about the Eddie Murphy Dr. Dolittle. I'm actually going way back to the Rex Harrison Dr. Dolittle, which I'm sure a lot of people who are listening, some people will be in their cars or wherever saying, yes, I know that very well. And some people are saying, no, I only know the Eddie Murphy. But many years ago, there was Dr. Dula had an animal, and it was called a push me, pull you. Do you remember that?
Nope.
Oh, I'm so sorry you don't remember that.
No.
Okay, well, push me, pull you looks like a llama.
Okay.
But it has two heads. Okay, facing different ways.
Okay.
So it was, and then 4 feet, or 4 hoofs, I should say.
Okay.
And one of the things that we look for is a body. It's almost like a Siamese twin.
Mm-hmm.
One body.
Right, two heads.
Two heads. Right. And in the push-me-pillow, each head was facing a different way. and yet they were acting as one entity. And we really needed, we need that. We need two minds, two lenses to assess a product, to build a product and a team. And so when we're looking at a company, that's one of what we look for as a value.
Wow.
The push me, pull you.
Well, it brings to mind some of the, we recently had on our show the co-founders of Warby Parker. We had them on our show.
Yeah.
And also, like you said, each one was talking about the, you know, the, not just the division of responsibilities, but what each one brought to the table to make them what they are today. And then we also had Tom Cortese, the co-founder at Peloton. Also, he talked about his partners. And just like you said, there has to be a great balance and a clear division of responsibilities, but also that they each have unique attributes and talents that they're bringing to the table in order to really scale a company. It's really
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. And we have one of our companies is called Shift. And what it is one of the most underutilized, highest quality talent pools in the United States are veterans. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Yes.
They
that is
are
true.
Right.
Life experience. Right. Life experience.
Right.
And the way, you know, I'm sorry, it brings to mind the interview I had with Captain Sullenberger. And I remember when I wanted to interview him, I was like, who in the world understands really well pressure? Right. And of course, he does, and how he dealt with it. So when you talk about a veteran, veterans have, you know, even if they're 23 years old, they have like decades of experience because of what they've been through. Real challenges.
That's it. And so not until now, though, has the private sector, corporations really been able to translate military skills, not just hard skills, but what we also call soft skills, which is tenacity and loyalty and empathy and all those other patience. There hasn't been a way to translate the military skills really to the private sector. It's been a disconnect, and so thereby we haven't really optimized this incredibly talented talent pool. So this company Shift has actually created a product with using artificial intelligence, a lot of data analytics, in order to review and identify those skills and be able to translate them into open job recs in the private sector. And so already, talk about Uber. Right. Uber is already now hired some of some of the top talent from Shift because they recognize this talent pool. We have Affirm is another company that's using Okta. And now we are piling with so many other companies who are saying, these are the people we want. We want veterans. And this is such a unique formula and company because it seems that, and most people don't realize this, is that the last 3 months of service, a person, a man or woman, can, from any of the armed forces, can intern in another company, and the military will pick up those wages, will continue to pay their wages through those 3 months, even though they're not serving in their capacity on that base. But what they will do is they'll now work in a company for 3 months free. So an Uber can try someone for 3 months in a position, and if they like them, they'll convert them to staff. And so it is a wonderful transition for military out with the security and also on the buyer side, so to speak, on the corporate side, this try to buy. And the military has already had this set up, but there was not a way. So that's called the fellowship program. In Shift, that's one of the programs, one of the you know, the job placement programs at Shift, this try or buy. But once again, you're using technology, you're using AI, you're using data analytics, you're using a highly efficient algorithm and complicated algorithm in order to translate end-to-end. It's called end-to-end translation of military school, military skills. To me, this is a game changer in this country. If we can utilize veterans better, if we have a place for them, it is the most shameful thing in this country that these heroes, these men and women who serve our country, leave the service and don't even have a home, a roof over their head, food in their mouth, and a big thank you. It's incredible. I work a lot with shelters. Do you know, in some of our shelters here in California, 30% are vet families.
That's so sad.
It's unacceptable. Veterans are not, you know, they have a stigma that they're somehow, you know, they're charity cases. But this is not the case. They are not. They are highly talented, incredible men and women that bring skill sets that none of us have.
Right.
And
right.
So I'm giving a shout out to this company called Shift.
Nice.
You can find it at shift.org, but it is a business. It was founded by a bomb detonator engineer, Mike Flagg, and a group of amazing veterans and a CTO, who's just off the chart. I mean, one of the best of the best out of the Silicon Valley. Julianne runs this female force runs the fellow program, and Sam, who was an infantry captain in the Army, he runs data analytics, and this team is growing exponentially.
Wow.
So you talk about, you know, where our country is going and where venture capitalists can invest. They can invest in companies like this, where its impact. So, you know, you heard of the World Economic Forum. That whole tag of the forum is doing well and doing good.
Wow. Amazing. My guest is Jillian Manis. She is the managing partner at Structure Capital. They're out in Silicon Valley. So they have their eye on the next and best, greatest thing out there. They spotted Uber, and they have so many other ones that Jillian is discussing during this program. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Polling data, anyone? Hold on. We'll get right on that. Election day is Tuesday?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saflis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC and, of course, around the world at mybradio.com. Well, time flies on the show, and especially with a guest like Gillian Manis. We covered a lot, and I still have like 1,000 questions for you. But what am I going to do? You know, we only have around 4 minutes left. I mean, Gillian, and you have experience in radio media, so, you know, I'm just going to throw it open. I mean, because I'm handcuffed here with the time. I have so much more to discuss. But what would you like to discuss? You have experience. You take it away.
Yeah, so the one thing that I want to leave everyone is that I'm a very big fan of talk radio and of podcasts, which is why I do The Pitch, and that's produced by Gimlet Media. And what you didn't understand, what I forgot to tell you, is that the company Shift, this I actually found on The Pitch. And so
see that?
I think that media is it's amazing. And another company, Teamable, a female founder, Laura, who I found on The Pitch as well. And so I think that what people are realizing that, and I'm hoping, is that please listen to podcasts, please listen to talk radio. Please, I say to people, you should evolve every day, learn something new every day, and then act upon it. And I think that I worry that everybody has their head in their screen and we're not communicating to each other as we should be doing. But talk to people. Talk to people about what you're listening. You know, talk to people. Constantly evolve, because we'll continue to be really engaged and engaging communities. And that's really the only way to elevate America. It's really to talk with each other, not at each other, and to listen and evolve every day.
So you would say that AI is not taking us out anytime soon?
Not absolutely not. We're redefining soon every day.
That's true.
Look at the now and what we can do now to make society better and to help each other and to respect each other. And that to me is paramount.
Gillian, just before I go, one last question. Again, I did my homework. 4 hours of sleep a night? How in the world? Come on, shit. What's the secret?
So the only secret is I cannot shut down my mind. But the other secret is I don't eat wheat. I don't eat processed sugar. I don't really eat, drink a lot of alcohol. And so I'm not kidding you. If you take wheat and you take processed sugar out of your life, I kid you not, your energy level will 10x, and I'm going to leave it there. And I'm going to, I'm actually going to challenge the listeners to do just that. And within 2 weeks, if you strike those two things out of your diet, you too will need less sleep.
Well,
that wasn't a commercial plug. That was just how I live. I have more energy because of that. That's it.
Wow, what a great show. And by the way, in case you're just tuning in now, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this will be up on the archives permanently at mybradio.com. Jillian, what a special show. Wow.
It was such a pleasure. It was a total pleasure, and I look forward to coming on maybe one day again. But thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah,
is truly special.
Thank you. We got to do it in person. We got to do it in studio.
You got it. You got it. I'm there.
Well,
just
folks,
send the invitation.
Wow, what a great show. And we're at the end here, so just remember, tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.